Here's what you need to know.
What about the state of emergency at the moment in Carolina, North Carolina, in the US? The cyber attack on the US largest fuel pipeline. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. Under the Biden government, saying the worst cyber attack in history there. It's a massive wake-up call. But they are trying to get fuel. A lot of cars now starting to pull over on the side of the road. They cannot get any fuel. They're saying it was from a gang called Darkside. Now, I have a trivia team on Wednesday night at Arnie's at Sandry Cove called Darkside.
Mm. Yeah, they're on fire.
So hopefully they haven't got anything to do with this.
And they're smart. They're capable.
Very smart and very capable.
Are they Russian by any chance?
I have to find
out.
They
do a very good Aussie accent if they are.
Yeah, third full day and it is starting to get in dire over there in the US. So watch this space, because if they're able to do it there, where else are they able to do it? So US really starting to work out exactly what they're going to do with a cyber attack, which you don't know is coming.
Oh, yeah. David Fifita has been rubbed out for two games, won't be facing Penrith. That's a big blow for the Titans. But, you know, it's interesting. When they challenged the thing to try and get him off, they knew that if he didn't get it, if he didn't challenge successfully, that he would be getting rubbed out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, one if he did.
If he did, but we really wanted him against Penrith. We don't need him in the game afterwards against Canterbury, the last placed Canterbury Bulldogs, who just have not won a game this year. So it was worth a go. Losing him for two, losing him for one, it's the same. We'll get Canterbury. No dramas at all, but
we
really need it. Don't
you
say that.
Just
don't
say it.
Are you going to mock it?
I will put a bet on between you that we will not get Canterbury
is
now.
$5?
$5.
You kiboshed.
And a half a can of Fanta.
Well, look, $100 million of the budget will be going to fix the health system here in Queensland. What is going on?
What's
South East Queensland in particular, with hospitals 191% capacity.
It's nuts.
What's going on?
That's worse than the dam.
Does that mean 191%? That means they must have, every bed must be a bunk.
They're going to have to do this, seriously.
Everyone's
because
in head to foot.
With the ambulances, they're all
top to tail. Don't fart.
As we know.
They all line up, don't they?
Well, everything still lines up when you're top to tail.
That's right.
No, but seriously, they're saying that with the ambos, they're ramping.
Yeah.
They can't get the people from the ambulances into emergencies. So they're saying there's delays for up to 5 to 8 hours for code ones.
Crazy, isn't it?
So code ones are your I'm going to die phone calls with 000. People are literally dying waiting. People saying it's skeptical $100 million will make a difference. Here on the GCU hospital, there's 20 people at a time will be in emergency waiting to be treated.
Wow, it's big numbers.
It's huge numbers. Something's got to be fixed big time with that.
And that is what you need to know.